Wake up with Katie.
The Big Show.
3BA.
It's time to shoot the breeze. Alex Center from the bigsmoke.com.au in downtown New York. Morning to you, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
Good, or is it afternoon over there? I'm never quite sure.
It's evening.
Oh, have you got the fire going?
No fire. It's starting to get hot.
Oh, really?
We're going into summer.
Oh, did I miss the winter period for New York? I must have.
We were just living the last 3 or 4 months in constant snow, which was lovely. But now it's all
starting to clear up.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Exactly.
Hey, let's chat things that you can put on your skin. And, you know, there are skin patches to give up smoking. There are skin patches to issue medication into your system. And now a new lab patch on the skin can monitor alcohol intake, Alex Center.
Yeah, so this is basically a prototype that's a wearable device, and it monitors a number of different health statistics. So, for example, alcohol levels, glucose levels, it monitors all of it simultaneously, but also in real time, and then it gives you a response on your smartphone. So what would be really fantastic about this is you're able to track things like muscle fatigue during a workout or how much I've had to drink or how much of a spike in your blood sugar levels that there might be, using microscopic needles that are like a Velcro-like patch that goes on your skin. So it's about the one-fifth of the width of a human hair, so it's very tiny, and it's not painful.
That sounds like my ideal needle right there.
Yeah.
For anything.
I mean, look, if this works as a wearable patch, this could be something that we use in other ways of distributing, what you need to have in your body from a needle perspective or, for example, a drip or things like that.
But only a prototype at the moment.
A prototype, but it's worked on for quite a number of years, and they're saying that it has clinical validity and that it's a really strong piece of technology.
Oh, the advances in technology, they're quite phenomenal. Speaking of which, the city you live in, like this very city here, Ballarat, could one day be made entirely out of mushrooms. What's going on here, Alex?
So this is a move towards having adaptable building material being devised and made out of basically more sustainable materials. So, for example, a mix of living mushrooms and corn stalk waste. In New York, for example, the Museum of Modern Art actually commissioned a circular tower of 10,000 bricks made out of the living mushrooms and corn stalk waste. And it wasn't habitable and it wasn't resilient, but it did show that mushrooms could be used as a way of building buildings and other ways of infrastructure in a city. So, for example, it's not necessarily the mushroom head, but it's the root-like parts of a fungus. And over time, we're learning that this could actually be a fire-resistant and easy-to-produce way of building things like, plastic stones, bricks, and other materials to actually create almost like a micro-architectural city.
I'm not surprised, Alex Center, that mushrooms come into play here because there are some magic mushrooms, which...
It's not magic mushrooms in any way at all.
Oh, sorry. Am I barking up the wrong tree?
It's fun in a different way.
Okay. Let's wrap up this morning. And I had a funny feeling this was going to take place. News is just breaking, Alex Center from thebigsmoke.com.au, that Elon Musk is backing out of the Twitter deal. What's going on?
So this came out a couple of days ago when Elon Musk started to talk about the fact that a number of accounts aren't working on Twitter. So he actually brought to account that there's an issue with bots. And he wanted to understand the bots. And then because of this, a hold was placed on the actual arrangement to do the acquisition. Now, some people, Musk's camp are saying this as well, that Musk has been accused of breaching their non-disclosure agreement. And then today, Elon Musk has come out to say that the deal could still happen, but at a much lower price. So some experts are saying, that this was actually a move by Elon Musk to try to get the deal at a lower price. Others are saying that this is an opportunity for Elon Musk to back out because it's been a lot more complicated and with a lot more backlash than he probably anticipated. And it also brings about issues around Twitter's issue around spam and fake accounts, which has been an ongoing issue. for the platform, as it is for Facebook and Instagram.
It's also a big deal for Donald Trump because he thought he was going to get his account back.
Well, no, Donald Trump came out and said even if Elon Musk is you know, the CEO, he's not coming back. He's annoyed.
Yeah, he'd come back. Don't you worry about that. The Don, he'll come back. Don't you worry. Watch out, America, because the Don could be in charge again very, very soon.
Exactly.
Alex Center from thebigsmoke.com.au. Have a great week and talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you so much.